The banking levy has to be increased. It needs to be increased to the level of €400 million. The banks are making absolutely super profits over the last period, and they're making the profits off ordinary working people as they've seen interest rates increase at an ECB level 10 times in the last year and a half. And as a result of those increases, what happens is the banks make huge amounts of profit because the deposits that people have in their bank accounts, they're actually placed on deposit with ECB, and the ECB is now paying our banks more interest for them. So the banks have, in some cases, Bank of Ireland has increased its profits by 90%, over €2.5 billion, and AIB in the same area, over €4 billion between both of them. So €400 million of a levy is appropriate, and it is would help in relation to passing that money then on in terms of cost of living measures to help people who are really struggling during this time.
So what everyday benefits would people on the ground feel if this was increased in terms of their mortgages and the interest rates?
I can't speak for government because we know, you know, where government prioritised in the last budget, where they gave more to landlords than they did to homeowners or indeed to renters. But from Sinn Féin's point of view, what we would do is we would put this money back into ordinary working people's pockets. We have a proposal that would see energy credits, for example, of €450 paid out to every household over the next period. And obviously we're listening to the news and people are shocked at the idea that the state is actually going to increase the price of electricity over the next year. So there are ways of taking this money from banks that are hugely profitable, and that they're profitable not because of anything that they're doing. They're profitable because the ECB has increased the interest rates by 4.5% over the last year, and that has recorded bonanza profits for them. It is time for the state to take a slice of those profits and pass them on to hard-pressed working families across the state.